I'm Ken Rogers with this market review for Thursday, July 29th. It was another strong day in the grains, led by double-digit gains once again in the wheat. Spring wheat tour showing that the crop much less, and still many had expected it to be, but eyes on the boots on the ground are seeing, and the numbers just aren't there for the spring wheat. That, as well as some things over in the Ukraine and other places with lower wheat expectations, boosting it, and it's also spilling over into the corn and soybeans, where a weather front could be bringing some precipitation over the weekend and into early next week for a big part of the eastern Corn Belt and even some areas of the western Corn Belt as well. On the board Thursday, September corn up 8 3/4, 5.58. December was up 7.5 at 5.66.5. August soybeans up 2 1/4, 14.34 1/4. November up 16 3/4, 13.77 3/4. The August soybean meal were up 40 cents, 3.56.50. August soybean oil up 38.66.93. September Chicago wheat up 16.5, 7.05 1/4. December up 16 cents, 7.13 3/4. The nearby September Kansas City hard red wheat up 15, 6.74 1/2. December up 14.5, 6.85 1/4. Still not big numbers yet in the feedlot sales. 119 still reported in Kansas at last check. So the board live cattle down 37, 128.15. December down 22, 133.27. September feeder cattle down $1.50 at 161.95. October down 137, 164.20. Pork trade, well, they were in expanded trading limits, didn't necessarily need it, but the nearby August lean hog contract up 60 at 106.30, but October down 55. That's where the bulk of the trade took place at 88.97. The energy trade all higher today, natural gas, gasoline, heating oil, crude oil, gasoline. And in the metals, gold higher, as was silver. Now, the financial markets, they've been higher since the pre-open, lasted throughout the day. Our last check, the S&P up 6.20 at 4,400 even. The NASDAQ up 36.50 at 15,048. And the Dow up 164, 34,998. That is a review of the Thursday market for July 29th. I'm Ken Rogers.